It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. I'm glad we're together again today. I brought something back with me today. Mm-hmm. This. Remember that from yesterday? Frisbee? But there's something in it. What do you think it is? A film can and a frisbee. Film can and a frisbee. Now, do you think that there is something inside the film can? Do you? There's a film inside the film can, and the film can is inside the frisbee. This film is a film about people throwing frisbees, and I'd like you to see it. Let's put it on picture-picture, all right? Take a look at the film of people throwing frisbees. Throwing and catching. And a dog, yes. See how the frisbees would go? We can pretend that we're throwing such a thing even without holding one. Just go like this. Mm-hmm. Try it with this hand. Then pretend we're catching it. Nice. I was thinking of something out here that looks like one of these. That's a paper plate and a paper cup. Which do you think looks more like this frisbee? Paper plate? With a paper cup. They're both round at the top, aren't they? All of them are. But I think the paper plate looks more like it. I wonder if that would work. Mm-hmm. It does. In the house, you don't throw a frisbee like that. No. In fact, you shouldn't even throw it very high. And I was thinking as I watched that film, you know, there wasn't one person on that film that ran out into a street to get the Frisbee. Now, if any kind of a toy should go out into the street, please don't run after it. Get a big person to get that toy for you if you need it. Yeah. I don't want you to get hurt running out in the street. The plate and the cup remind me of a place where people make food and bake food. Bakery. Rocket's Bakery. Why don't we go there, give the fish a little food first, and go over and see what's going on at Brockett's Bakery. You come with me? All right, come along. How are you, Don?
Good.
I was just thinking about you and wondering what you were doing here.
Oh, something special in the kitchen today.
Oh, may I go back?
Well, sure.
You coming?
No, Jose's back there. He's taking care of it.
Oh, I see. All right, I'll see you in a little bit.
Okay, I have to go over the soda fountain.
Hi. Hello, Mr. Rogers. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
¿Cómo está?
Bien, gracias. ¿Y usted?
Muy bien, gracias.
Ah, good. Don said you were making something.
Yeah, I'm making some things with bananas, peanut butter, and fruits, strawberries and pineapples.
Boy, they look good.
And they taste good, too.
Is something that children could do?
Yeah, even children can make this.
Mm-hmm.
After the grown-ups have cut the bananas, you take a little piece of a banana,
mm-hmm.
you take some peanut butter, and you put on the banana.
I see. Then banana's all sliced.
Right.
See.
Then you can take another piece of banana and make a sandwich.
Huh. A banana and peanut butter sandwich.
And on top, you can take a strawberry. You have to take the leaves out first, of mm-hmm. course. And you can place this on top of the banana sandwich with a toothpick. And it tastes really good. Do you want to taste it?
Yes. I'd like to try. That is good. The peanut butter sticks to the roof of your mouth.
Oh, you can use
pineapple
piece of pineapple.
Top. Mm-hmm. You could just put it like that, couldn't you? You wouldn't need two pieces.
No, you don't need two pieces.
That is really nice. What's this for?
That's for what we call a banana sandwich. Let me put this in the back, and I'll show you that.
Looks like a banana split to me. You cut the banana this long way.
Yeah, you cut the banana the long way,
mm-hmm.
and then again you get some peanut butter, you spread it on the banana,
could I do this side?
Sure.
Bananas and peanut butter are two of my favorite things.
And then again you can take some pineapples or strawberries,
mm-hmm.
and you put them on the top.
That can even be like a salad, can't
right.
it? Well, I know you're busy. You're probably doing that for some order, but I didn't
yeah,
want to
see Yeah, we
have
some special order for these
uh-huh.
things.
Thank you for showing me, Jose.
Oh, you're welcome, Mr. Rogers. You know, anytime you can come and visit us.
Thanks. I'll go out and see Dawn now.
Adios, Mr. Rogers.
Adios, Jose. Dawn.
Hi, Fred.
Those are
Hi,
good
Fred.
Things. Betty, how
I'm
are
set.
You? Thank you.
Good.
I've just been watching Jose making some banana and peanut butter and fruit kind of things to eat. They're good. Would you
kind
like
of
some?
Things? What do they look like?
Well, he puts them together with a toothpick. Would
There's
you like
enough?
Some? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get you one. Just a minute. I'll be right back.
Here, a couple.
Oh, aren't they fancy?
Yeah, they look so good, too, huh?
They are good,
Can I get you something to drink?
Is this a lemonade?
Yeah.
I'd like just a little bit of lemonade.
All right, one of your half ones, right?
Please.
Okay.
This one has a pineapple on the top.
Uh-huh.
And this one has a strawberry on the top.
Try the pineapple.
Mm-hmm.
Mmm.
Use your drink because it gets in the roof of your mouth, doesn't it?
Excuse me, Betty.
Thank you, Don.
Okay.
How are things at your place?
I was going to ask you whether you could come. We're having tap dancing classes at the theater now.
Really? Do you have lots of different classes there?
Oh, yes, we have classes, and there's a little group meeting to do plays.
Mm-hmm.
But the tap dancing classes are new, and,
Are you teaching?
No. Lester Evans. Do you know him?
I don't think I've met him.
And, let's see, Audrey's taking class, and Mary Lou. Sometimes Joe Negri comes down.
Mm-hmm.
Can you come to visit, maybe?
Like to. Is it today?
Friday.
Friday, I'll come, sure.
Oh, good. Oh, I want to show you. I just learned it's a shuffle.
Oh, you're part of the class but not teaching, is that it?
That's it. Yeah. This is the shuffle. Bum-bum-bum. 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 And another one, if I can remember, it goes something like this. Dum, 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 dum. Dum, dum, yup, but dum, but dum, dum, dum.
Nice. She says she has all different kinds of classes at her theater.
Oh,
great.
Yes.
Good.
You're a busy person.
I am practicing my crocheting.
I'm busy, too. I must go off now.
So we'll see you Friday.
Yeah, we'll come over. Bye, Betty.
Bye-bye, Fred.
Goodbye, Dawn. Thank you.
Okay.
Those banana and peanut butter things were good. Come on into the kitchen and we'll have some make-believe. Maybe I'll just take Daniel's clock. We can pretend about... Daniel could have some banana and peanut butter things right there for Lady Aberlin. These could be other parts of the neighborhood of make-believe. You know, you can make whatever you like into the neighborhood of make-believe. Sure. Cups, plates, anything. Just put it out and pretend. You ready for some pretend? Okay. The neighborhood of make-believe with Daniel Stripe a Tiger and Lady Aberlin with some tap dancing.
I hope you like it. I took the seed out of the cherry.
Oh, I do like it, Daniel. Peanut butter.
Yeah, why does peanut butter taste so good?
Oh, I don't know. But ever since I was a little girl, I've loved it.
I'm really glad you do. Well, I think I'm ready now to try that tap dancing step again.
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Here goes. Just watch.
Okay.
Think you can do that?
Well, I'm not sure, but I can try.
That's very good, Daniel. Just try that last part again.
Okay, I'll try.
Good, Dan.
There, that's it.
That's got it. Wonderful.
Good. I like this tap dancing business.
Oh, watch this one.
All right.
It's called the Shuffle Off to Buffalo.
That's fun. It reminds me of the platypuses.
Are they going to Buffalo?
No, they're going to Westwood.
When?
Sometime soon.
Are they going to move there?
Oh, no. They're just going for a visit.
Oh.
I went. wonder if they'd like to take a banana with them. They could have this banana if they'd like to take it.
Do you want me to ask them?
Yeah, would you?
Oh, sure. I'll just shuffle off to Platypus.
Oh, thanks.
Well, Lady Aberlin, could I be of service to you?
Oh, well, actually, Dr. Beale, I'm on a sort of delivery for Daniel.
A speedy delivery?
Sort of. Daniel tells me that you're going to Westwood.
Aye, we're leaving tomorrow.
Well, I'm sure you must be very busy, so I'll just leave you this banana and dance away.
Banana? What's this for?
It's from Daniel, for the trip.
Oh, I see. Well, thank you very much.
Well, I hope you have a good time.
Oh, sure we will. And please thank Daniel for the banana.
I will.
Aye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh! Hello there.
Hi, you startled me. Well, what is that huge thing?
Oh. It's the largest frisbee in the world, and I'm going to need your help, Lady Aberlin. I want to move it right over here, and we're going to put it down, okay?
Right.
Okay. Got a hold of it. Right here. Perfect. Isn't it grand?
It is grand. What's it good for?
Oh. It's good for a giant. See you around, Lady Aberlin.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye-bye, Barbara V.
Bye.
Lady Aberlin.
Did you hear that?
I did hear what that woman said, and I don't like it.
Why not?
Well, she said it would be good for a giant, and I don't want any giants coming around here.
Lady Lane, she was just kidding. It's just a great big frisbee, it's not good for anything but a show.
Don't put it past that Barbara. She just might cook up a giant. Or two. And send them over here for a giant game of frisbee. I don't want that going on, especially while Dr. Bill's away.
Oh, Lady Elaine, I do think you're making a mountain out of a molehill.
You can't call that thing a molehill. Now, I think you'd better tell your uncle.
If you like. Why don't you come with me?
I'm tired of frisbee talk. You tell him yourself.
Oh. Okay. Oh, just fine, thank you. I'd like to make an appointment to see Uncle Friday, please, if it's possible. In about 2 and a half? Oh, okay, thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Miss Aberlin, I presume?
Correct, as always, Uncle Friday.
The nature of your business?
Lady Elaine would like me to speak to you about Barbara B. Frisbee.
Oh, I'm glad to hear anything about that woman. Such good ideas she has.
You mean Lady Elaine?
No, that Barbara Frisbee. Grand person, yes.
Yes, well, she's brought into the neighborhood a giant frisbee. In fact, I think it may be the largest frisbee in the world.
Naturally.
Why do you say that?
Well, she knows how well I throw frisbees. She probably thought she should bring the biggest there is for me.
But, Uncle Friday, it's as big as this garden. Maybe bigger.
How clever of her.
Clever nothing. She said it would be good for a giant.
I guess that's what she thinks I am.
A giant?
A giant at the frisbee throw. I made a bullseye yesterday.
Oh, Pooh. If you're not going to do anything about giants, I am. Some king you are, and with Dr. Bill going away.
They'll have a fine time, and there won't be any giants here except me while they're gone. Do you believe that, Lady Aberlin?
I believe you, Uncle Friday, but there may be some people in the neighborhood who are still concerned about such a large frisbee. I'd best go.
Yes, well, you're excused, Niece Aberlin.
Thank you, Uncle Friday.
Giants, my goodness.
I don't want to hear that kind of thing. That's not a good thing. Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Daniel, what's the trouble?
Well, Lady Elaine was just here telling me about the giant.
There's no giant, and there's not going to be any giant. And that's for sure. Uncle Friday said so.
But what about that giant frisbee over there?
Well, nobody knows exactly what it's for. It's probably something for fun.
And with Dr. Bill going away.
Oh, he said for me to be sure and thank you for the banana.
He's really going tomorrow, isn't he?
That's their plans.
And he's the only doctor here.
But Daniel, I know as much as anyone about scary things. And I'm going to be right here with you.
You will?
Of course. And there's always someone in this neighborhood to talk to when things get scary.
Would you sing that Taking Care song for me?
Oh, sure. Maybe you want to sing it with me.
Well, you start.
I'm taking care of you. Taking good care of you. For once I was very little too. Now I take care of you. I'm taking care of you.
Taking care.
Taking care.
Good care
of you,
taking care.
For once I was very little too.
You were.
Now I take care of you.
Of me.
And I really will be right here to take care of you, Daniel.
Oh, good.
Good to have someone nearby to talk with when they're scary things, isn't it? We'll talk more about giants and things like that tomorrow. Put these back now. This is an old margarine container that I saved. I wonder if this might be good. Yeah. It is. It's a good idea. There's someone at the door. Make up your own kind of toys. Oh, it's Mr. McFeely. Hi, Mr. McFeely.
Good day. Come in. To you. Good day.
Do you have time to stay a bit?
I do. I have time
good.
To stay today.
I Let
have.
Sit down.
Thank you. I have something for you to see and something for you to hear.
Something to see and something to hear.
That's true. First of all, here's an announcement that organist Hector Oliveira will be at the Negri Music Shop tomorrow.
Oh, that'll be nice. Hector Oliveira. Tomorrow at Negri's.
That's right.
He's a fine organist.
He certainly is. And
I really like to hear. Is it all right if we go over tomorrow?
Yes, but this is something for you to hear now on here. I have a tape recording of some of Hector's music.
Oh, good. Let's listen to that.
All right, I'll just turn it on here.
Organ music. That, doesn't it?
Right along with the music.
Yeah. And so we'll be able to hear that kind of music at Negri's tomorrow.
Tomorrow. I'll just turn it off. That's just a little sampling of what you'll hear tomorrow.
That's a fine sample, Mr. McFeely. May we keep this announcement?
You can keep that announcement, and I'll take more of the announcements and deliver them around the neighborhood.
Good for you.
All righty. Well, speedy delivery to you.
I'm so glad when you can stay a while, Mr. McFeely.
Well, I am, too. I enjoy visiting. Good day to you.
Good day to you, and best to Mrs. McFeely.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. So that is something that we can do tomorrow. Go over to Negri's and hear organist Hector Oliveira. That's one of the things that you and I will do together tomorrow. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will, too. You always make each day a special day. You know how. By just your being you. Right, I'll be back tomorrow. Bye-bye.
The people who gave the money to make this television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation, Johnson & Johnson, public television stations, the Ford Foundation, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.